disease. I'm fearful of cancer. I'm fearful of Alzheimer's. I'm fearful of all this stuff that could happen in my land. I wish I had somebody. And so you got those Hittites that are living there. Amen. And so when he started talking about all of this, he said, you got those, not only those Hittites, but the Hittites, but the Hivites in verse 3. And what that means, that means the villagers, those who are tribal. I just do what everybody else do. If they put a bone in their nose, I put one in mine too. I don't really know. I just follow whoever. I just do what everybody into. And the thing about the Hivites is that they were living near Mount Hermon, and they lived in a village, but the place of Mount Hermon represents the place of the blessing, where God commanded the blessing. And instead of them going to the blessing, they just rather stay in the village with everybody else. And so we got that in us. We sometimes belittle ourselves, and we can't see ourselves having the blessing. We doubt ourselves about getting what God has in store for us. We doubt ourselves about coming into unity with others so that we can have victory in this life. I wish I had somebody. That's what Psalm 133 reading. He said that there is where the Lord commanded the blessing. He said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like a precious ointment. It's like the oil that flowed from the head, even down to the beard and upon the skirts of Aaron, the priesthood. And so what am I saying? I'm saying that some of us are just like the Hivites. We live in the place where the anointing flows, but we won't get under the anointing. We live nearby the place where God command the blessing, but we won't go to the blessing. We doubt and we fear, and we won't take the next step because ain't nobody in my village taking that step. So we'll just hang out right here because I'm satisfied with the little bit I got. I'm satisfied with not taking a step of faith. I'm satisfied without taking a leap of faith. Do I have anybody to say, I'm tired of being a Hivite, and I'm going to step out on faith, and I'm going to become all that God wants me to be? I hope I help somebody today. Lord have mercy. I'm just trying to give you a picture here, trying to show you the shadow, what God is saying to us. He says in verse 4, they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. I like that. You know why? Because if God commanded, that means his commands didn't change. He said, I gave them to the fathers, and I want the sons to do it. I gave them to the fathers and the mothers. I want the daughters to do it. Amen. And what we find today is that people are saying that God changes his mind about stuff. But the Bible said God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So to all those preachers who are saying that God changed his mind about certain things, I want to tell them that they are lying. The truth.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpty, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to Psalm 107 and verse 20, and I just want to say a quick word from that verse, Psalm number 107. 107, verse 20. Amen. Amen. And when you have it, say amen. If you don't mind, let us read now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in God's presence. He sent his word. What happened as a result of him sending his word? And healed them. And after he healed them, what else did he do? And delivered them from what? Their destructions. Amen. This word is a powerful word. This word is no new word to the believer, but I hope and pray that under a fresh anointing that you would open your ears and your minds and your spirit and hear God afresh. There is power in the word. Some of you have gone through so many things. Listen, you can't accredit your being here today, but to nobody but God and nothing but his word. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that this single verse of scripture is laden with principles. It's packed with power. And the people of God who hear and heed this will be recipients of this kind of divine healing and deliverance that comes forth from those who believe the word of God. Now, I want you to know some things, because as we begin again looking at this word afresh, there are so many titles you can put on this verse, but the one that I want to use today in your hearing is, his word still works. His word still works. Matter of fact, I believe it so much, I want you to tell your neighbor, his word still works. His word still works. Tell another one that, his word still works. Now, you know the one I want you to tell the most. Tell yourself, his word still works. Hallelujah. Now, look at what the word says. He sent. God sent. When the word is used of sent, that word is used in multiple ways. One, as a commissioned word. And assigned word, and thirdly, an anointed word. When God sends a word, that word is commissioned from God. That's why no matter what he says has got to come to pass, because it's commissioned. That's why no matter what he says has got to come to pass, because that word is on assignment. And the third reason why that word has got to come to pass is because that word is anointed. And the Holy Ghost is the power that's going to perform that word, whether you believe it or not. In many instances, when God has commissioned that word to do it in spite of you. How many times have you been blessed and you know you didn't deserve to be blessed? He kept you when you know you didn't deserve to be kept. He opened doors for you when you knew they should have been slammed, shut, locked, bolted in your face. But grace, mercy,
opened them up because those words were on assignment by God to make a way for you even when you didn't deserve it. God did some wonderful things for you, and you still scratching your head wondering, Lord, and I just got through doing bad. I know that's not any of you in here, but I'm talking about some other folk at other church saying that. When you should have been torn apart, ripped apart, God chose to look beyond your faults and meet your needs. He sent. God sent. Somebody say God sent. You see, there's nothing like a God sent word. That's one of the reasons why believers have got to study the word for themselves, so that they can know what thus saith the Lord. Because if it's thus saith the Lord, that word is commissioned. It's commissioned. That word is on assignment. That word is anointed to do not what you think, not what you feel, but what God said. God said. So what does he send his word to do in this case? To heal them. He sent his word and healed. Now, I think you need to know that this word heal works in multiple contexts. But here's the simplest way I can put it. Whatever is making you sick, whatever is ailing you and or healing you, he sent his word to heal you. Now, here's what I want you to grasp in your mind. That word has already been released from God. The word has already left his lips. The word already knows what his assignment is. Its assignment is to heal you. Now, here's what a lot of folk don't know. Scientists and medical science can all prove this, that you can be healed and still feel sick. You see, your body has already received notice that the maker of your body sent a healing word to you. And so your body knows, but here's what you got to be careful of. You don't let your mind say, I don't feel healed. Now listen at me well. Listen at me well. Because first of all, when you know that God cannot lie, then it argues the fact to say that because the manifestation has not been revealed, that you are not healed. Because your mind says, if I'm healed, I ought to feel healed. I ought to look healed. But can I give you just a quick word from the word? You remember the 10 lepers, don't you? When they were all messed up and all deformed and all afflicted, and Jesus said, go show yourself to the priests. He had already sent his word to heal them by telling them, go. When he told them to go, there was no physical nor mental difference in their body. But because they obeyed the command, and followed the commission word that they were healed. It was ludicrous for them to go to the priest the way they were, knowing that they were still unclean, knowing that they were still leprous, knowing that they were still not worthy to be to go before the king, or the priest rather, and ask for him to sign off on their healing, when they still looked every bit of how they looked the moment Jesus said, go. But something happened. They started taking steps of faith. One step after the next step, after the next step, they started noticing, they started feeling, they started sensing a difference happening in their body with every step of obedience and belief they had in that commissioned word. And so as they continued to walk from where Jesus spoke to where the priest was, they received the manifestation of their healing. But one who did not wait till he got to the priest before being so moved by this anointed commissioned word that came from Jesus, turned back and went to Jesus, fell down on his face and worshiped God and told him, thank you. Before he ever got to the priest, Jesus cleansed him and saved him. And he didn't even have to go to the priest, because the priest, the high priest, had already commissioned his healing and his salvation. What I'm trying to tell you is, my brothers and sisters, I think we need to know we can't go on just how we feel. We can't go on the symptoms of our flesh. But our belief must be in what thus saith the Lord. He sent his word and healed us. I just want to back up a little bit just to tell you, from the beginning, he's been sending his word. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. What did he do? Commissioned light. He sent his word to bring about light. That was in verse 3. Verse 6, and God said, he commissioned his word. Verse 9, and God said, he commissioned his word. Listen, verse 11, and God said, and he commissioned his word. Now, while I'm saying that, if you just got time now or later, just go back and see everything he said came to pass. Verse 14, and God said, and whatever he said came to pass. Verse 20, and God said, everything he said, it was commissioned, it was, listen, anointed, it was a sign. God said, verse 24, Genesis 1, and God said, verse 26, and then finally in verse 29, and God said, now I need you to understand. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the word of God has framed everything, every world, every existence that exists. And nothing that we see was made by anything that does not appear. In other words, everything we see with our physical eyes happened with something we cannot see. We can't see the word of God.
but we can hear it. In Ezekiel 37, when Ezekiel was told to prophesy to those dry bones, they didn't have ears. They didn't have eyes. They didn't have minds, brains. They didn't have flesh and blood. But he told Ezekiel, prophesy unto these dry bones and say unto them, hear the word of the Lord. Now listen to this. Before God asked or commanded Ezekiel to speak, he asked him, do you believe these bones can live? Ezekiel, he knew he couldn't say no, even though he didn't feel like they could, because he knew who he was talking to. And before we condemn Ezekiel, how many times in our own situations does God give us the opportunity to believe him, even though the situation seems incredible, it seems unbelievable, it seems like it's no way it's going to work out, it seems like it's no way it's going to turn around, there is no record, there is no report that it's working out for my good, and yet God says, do you believe you are healed? Do you believe you are delivered? Do you believe I can? And you don't want to say, no, Lord, I really don't believe it because it's been all this time and I've been through this and I've been through that. And God said, but you ain't dead. Breath is still going through your body. Who do you think kept that going through your body? And so he told him, listen, this is what you do. Speak those things that be not as though they were. And Ezekiel spoke, and those bones, without an ear, without eyes, to see and find their other parts, connecting parts, started coming together. Now let me tell you, God will give you a little help. Bible says there was a rumbling and a shaking. He's shaking up some stuff. Don't get so negative and destructive just because God is shaking up some stuff in your life. He's shaking up some stuff to bring things back together. Listen, you got to understand, God sees, God knows, God is all powerful, and there's nothing he cannot do. If he said it, that settles it whether we believe it or not. Paul prayed three times, Lord, deliver me from this thorn in the flesh. Heal my flesh. And when Paul did not receive that healing in the flesh as he thought, he had to realize that God had something greater for him, his grace. Now, let me say this to you. You, if you're in your right mind, would never trade a healing for the place of God's grace. Let me say that again. If you're in your right mind, you would never trade a healing for the grace of God in your life. Listen. It's important to understand that the grace of God provides the very presence and power of God in your life that a healing cannot do. God fellowships with the believer in such a way through his grace that you have never experienced until you have known God in the fellowship of his sufferings. God shows you, tells you, reminds you, and
fellowship's on a whole nother level when you are in a place where you need him and his grace comes in and ministers to you. Let me say this from personal experience. I would not trade all of the attacks on my body from the enemy for the grace that God has demonstrated to me and in my life, especially in this time, just to be able to say I'm healed and went on living like I lived before. I'm closer to him than I've ever been. I've experienced him like I've never experienced him before. I know him in a way, and he knows me in a way that brings me to a place where I said, Lord, thy will be done. Listen, God has brought my spiritual man to a whole new level. My ability to minister his word has been better in these last times than they were in times before. And there's so much revelation that God has given me by his grace. I too can say, by the grace of God, his grace is sufficient. And I am healed underneath the skin. I am healed in my spirit, man. I am healed so that the purpose of God might be fulfilled in my life. So if I don't never get 20/20 vision no more, I've got supernatural vision that shows me stuff that the natural vision can't see. So if I can't run a marathon or walk a mile or two without any assistance, it don't matter, because I walk with the Lord and I fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I wouldn't have any of that without his word. That word of God knows how to go underneath the skin and do for you what no other power can do. You talk about feel good. James Brown didn't know nothing about this feeling that I'm talking about. When I say I feel good, I'm talking about a feel good that comes from the God who, as the old folks say, rules and super rules, holds the world in his hand. And so many times, the joy that he gives to me and to every believer that trusts him and know his word and has his grace in their lives, know that he takes you beyond what any joy in this world could ever do for you and heal them. And so you need to know you've already got the healing of God ordained in your life. Whether the manifestation fully shows up ain't got nothing to do with the fact that you are healed. I said you are healed. You are, I know what the doctor's reports say, and yeah, you have got to listen to that, and all of that's a part of it. But the part that the doctors can't heal is your soul. Ain't no medicine they can prescribe, ain't no surgery they can do. There is nothing that can heal your soul that man can do, but God's word can. And if you got the soul right, the rest is just land, yeah. Once you get your healing, look at what he says, and deliver them from their destructions. Now, once you get your soul right, somebody say your soul right, your inner man right. Once you get your inner man right, once you deal with the divine healing for the supernatural, once you get that part straight, then look at what God wants to do. He wants to deliver you from your destructions. the things that will destroy you, the things that work against you, the things that play against you, the things that work opposite of God's word. All of those things, you see, because what the